We have, partly, an infrastructure deal. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. President Joe Biden announced a bipartisan agreement on a pared-down version of his infrastructure plan. Here he is with a group of senators in front of the White House.
None of us got what we all that we wanted. I clearly didn't get all I wanted. They gave more than I think maybe they were inclined to give in the first place. But this reminds me of the days we used to get an awful lot done up in the United States Congress.
The deal calls for about $579 billion in new infrastructure spending on roads, bridges, public transit, other public works. Biden and senators now have to separately negotiate on all the parts that were not agreed on, the rest of his $4 trillion economic agenda. Sweetgreen, the salad people, said earlier this week the company would file for an IPO. Krispy Kreme, the donut people, also planning to go public later this year. It's actually would be the second time for them. Both are kind of staples of the office lunch and the office snack room, so are these IPOs bets we will be back in the office soon? Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
Sean Dunlap follows the restaurant industry for Morningstar. He's still working from home, and today for lunch,
I made a kale salad, copied off Sweetgreen's menu.
Sweet potatoes and everything. Salad plagiarists notwithstanding, Sweetgreen is betting hybrid workers will eventually get tired of julienning their own carrots.
Sweetgreen, with these drive-thrus, is looking at standalone restaurants starting to move closer to customers in suburban trade areas.
Dunlap says downtown locations may see more catering orders for the occasional staff meeting, but there's more money in suburban walk-ups. Krispy Kreme is still banking on workers starting the day with a donut or three. No commute required. Eric Gonzalez is an analyst with KeyBank.
They sell a lot through the supermarket channel. That's where they're getting a lot of their growth from.
Gonzalez says the good news for downtown restaurants, when hybrid workers are in the office, they'll feel entitled to a reward, like eating out. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
If you want another sign the economy is healing, look no further than HR. HR job postings are up about 47% since before the pandemic. That's according to job data from Indeed. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at why companies are increasingly leaning on HR for help these days.
Before companies can replenish their workforce, they need to replenish the workers in charge of replenishing their workforce. Peter Capelli directs Wharton Center for Human Resources.
Lots of companies got rid of a lot of their recruiters, you know, which seems strange when you think about it, because we knew this was going to end.
The Indeed data show HR job postings have increased more than other industries, including retail and restaurants, 15% in May alone. When the job market is tight, Capelli says companies need the people behind recruiting even more.
You know, you need somebody to sober up and tell them you won't get those people at the wages that you can pay. So let's be realistic.
Companies are also dealing with big changes to how we work. Barb Holland is with the Society for Human Resource Management.
You have OSHA rules, you have state rules, you may have city rules, and you have, you know, how do you deal with people who are vaccinated and not vaccinated?
She thinks the demand for HR professionals will keep rising as more offices reopen. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.2%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 2-3% range, with the Dow future up 108 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.492%. DoorDash, the food delivery app, announced this week it's expanding its grocery delivery service by partnering with Albertsons. It'll offer on-demand groceries from nearly 2,000 stores, like Safeway, for example. DoorDash's business has ballooned during the pandemic when online grocery delivery became an overnight necessity for a lot of households. This partnership is betting that the shift to online food shopping and online everything shopping is here to stay, even as the economy opens back up. But is it? Caroline Champlin has more on that.
DoorDash says this program was in the works before COVID-19 lockdowns, but they did speed things along.
Obviously, the pandemic has sort of pulled forward some of the demand that we thought was going to happen in some of the outer years.
That's Fuad Hannon. He leads new verticals at DoorDash. He says this grocery program was a natural extension of the company's restaurant meal delivery and something DoorDash wants to invest more in.
How do we help businesses make this shift to a digital convenience-first economy?
For grocery stores, though, with already razor-thin margins, there's a little more risk involved with delivery.
You would never want to do this on your own as a company first, right? It would just be way too out of scope for you as far as cost goes.
That's Forrester analyst Brendan Witcher. He says stores will likely see the pandemic boost in online sales dip in the coming months. So it's a critical time to have delivery clearly advertised.
Don't whisper it and don't do it as a side project. I mean, you really need to put signs up and let people know.
Companies aren't trying to replace brick and mortar stores, Witcher says, but brands do have incentives to keep investing in this technology. For one thing, mobile orders mean consumer data, says Doug Baker with the Food Industry Association.
So if you're online and you're searching for products, you're leaving a trail.
Stores already tailor inventory and can start pre-filling customers' carts. And they're racing to secure the customers who tried online grocery shopping for the first time last year. Baker says it's the kind of consumer habit that sticks.
When a consumer is given something by an industry to create a convenience, the customer doesn't say, well, thank you, but here, I'm done with it now, take it back.
Even if this convenience remains an option, Baker says it may not be immediately profitable. It could take a while to iron out kinks that discourage customers, like asking for 3 potatoes and getting 3 pounds delivered. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our technical director is Jay Siebold. And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.